You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Good News for Weary Women, Escaping the Bondage of To-Do Lists, Steps, and Bad Advice by Elise Fitzpatrick. This book is read by Karen O'Bryant. This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Tyndale House Publishers, originally published in English as Good News for Weary Women, Escaping the Bondage of To-Do Lists, Steps, and Bad Advice, copyright 2014 by Elise Fitzpatrick, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Voices Crying in the Wilderness. My heart aches for all the weary women who are desperate for good news. My heart aches because I've personally spoken to countless women who are burdened and exhausted and on the verge of either giving up on what has been passed off as Christianity or are nearly killing themselves trying to keep up with impossible demands. I've wept with women who are shocked by the freedom and grace of the gospel message, women who have trouble believing it, who can't get over thinking that God is mad at them. I've watched women sigh in relief when I tell them that God can't be disappointed with them, because disappointment is a byproduct of unmet expectations, and that God has none when it comes to them. I've had friends who have cut, burned, or starved themselves because they can't take the pain of their failure anymore, and they simply don't have the faith to keep trying to be good enough.